Wait, and I'll lend you an umbrella, friend. Sabas opened a cupboard in the office wall. He uncovered a jumbled interior. Riding boots piled up, stirrups and reins, and an aluminum pail full of riding spurs. Hanging from the upper part, half a dozen umbrellas and a lady's parasol. The colonel was thinking of the debris from some catastrophe.
Thanks, friend, the colonel said, leaning on the window.
I prefer to wait for it to clear.
Sabas didn't close the cupboard. He settled down at the desk within range of the electric fan. Then he took a little hypodermic syringe wrapped in cotton out of the drawer. The colonel observed the grayish almond trees through the rain. It was an empty afternoon.
The rain is different from this window, he said. It's as if it were raining in another town.
Rain is rain, from whatever point, replied Sabas.
He put the syringe on to boil on the glass desk top.
This town stinks.
The colonel shrugged his shoulders. He walked toward the middle of the office, a green tiled room with furniture upholstered in brightly colored fabrics. At the back, piled up in disarray, were sacks of salt, honeycombs, and riding saddles. Sabas followed him with a completely vacant stare.
If I were in your shoes, I wouldn't think that way, said the colonel.
He sat down and crossed his legs, his calm gaze fixed on the man leaning over his desk. A small man, corpulent but with flaccid flesh, he had the sadness of a toad in his eyes.
Have the doctor look at you, friend, said Sabas.